7, Paul answers questions about singleness. Now, concerning the things of which you vote, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. But because there is so much immorality, let each man have his own wife, and each woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to the wife her due, and likewise also the wife to the husband. The wife has no power over her own body, but the husband does. Likewise also, the husband has no power over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another, unless it is for agreed time, so that you may give yourselves to prayer, and then come together again, that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. But I say this by way of concession, not by commandment. Yet I would that all men were even as I myself. However, each man has his own gift from God, one after this manner and another after that. But I say to the unmarried and to widows, it is good for them if they live as I do, but if they do not have self-control, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. But to the married I give this instruction, not I but the Lord, that the wife should not leave her husband, but should she depart, let her remain unmarried, or else be reconciled to her husband, and the husband should not leave his wife. But to the rest speak I, not the Lord. If any man has an unbelieving wife, and she is content to dwell with him, let him not leave her. And the woman that has an unbelieving husband, and he is content to dwell with her, let her not leave her husband. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified in the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified in the brother. Else were your children unclean, but now they are holy. Yet if the unbelieving departs, let him depart. The brother or the sister is not under bondage in such cases. But God has called us to peace. For how do you know, O wife, whether you shall save your husband? Or how do you know, O husband, whether you shall save your wife? Only as the Lord has distributed to each man, as God has called each, so let him walk. And so I ordain in all the churches. Was anyone called being circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Has any been called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing. But the keeping of the commandments of God is all important. Let each man abide in that calling wherein he was called. Were you called while a slave? Do not worry. But if you can become free, do so. For he that was called in the Lord, being a slave, is the Lord's freedman. Likewise, he that was called being free is Christ's slave. You were bought with a price. Become not slaves of men. Brothers, let each man wherein he was called, therein stay with God. Now, concerning virgins, I have no commandment of the Lord, but I give my judgment as one that has obtained mercy of the Lord to be trustworthy. I think, therefore, that it is good by reason of the present distress that is upon us that a man should remain as he is. Are you bound to a wife? Do not seek to be loosed. Are you loosed from a wife? Do not seek a wife. But should you marry, you have not sinned. And if a virgin marry, she has not sinned, but such shall have tribulation in the flesh, and I would spare you, serving the Lord without distraction. But this I say, brothers, because the time is shortened, that from this time forward, both those that have wives may be as though they had none, those that weep as though they wept not, those that rejoice as though they rejoiced not, and those that buy as though they possessed not, and those that use the world as not using it to the full, for the fashion of this world passes away. But I would have you free of worries. He that is unmarried is careful for the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he that is married is careful for the things of the world, how he may please his wife, and is divided. Also the woman that is unmarried or betrothed is anxious about the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and spirit. But she that is married is anxious about the things of the world, how she may please her husband. Now this I say for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, but so you may do what is proper, and that you may serve the Lord without distraction. But if anyone thinks he behaves himself inappropriately towards his betrothed, if she be past the flower of her age, and if need so requires, let him do what he will, he sins not. Let them marry. But he that stands steadfast in his heart, being under no necessity, but having his desires under control, has determined this in his heart to remain betrothed, he shall do well. But then he who marries his betrothed does well. And he who refrains from marriage will do even better. A wife is bound for as long as her husband lives, but if the husband dies, she is free to remarry to whoever she chooses, but only in the Lord. But in my judgment, she is happier if she remains as she is, and I am certain that I have the Spirit of God.